Lando's face rippled when he moved. The three-day growth of beard and the bloodshot eyes made him seem older than his 26 years. It had been a long run, and he was tired. Lando activated the tap, let some water flow into his cupped hands, and slapped it against his face. It felt good. Wait a minute. Lando looked at his hands. They were clean. Completely clean. That would never do. Lando touched a panel and it hissed open. He grabbed a jar labeled Skin Soft and opened the lid. Rather than the white cream the jar had originally contained, it was half full of number 6 grease. Lando took a dab of the black stuff and rubbed it into both hands. He was careful to get some of the grease under his nails. The result was a pair of grimy-looking paws that could belong to any engineer in the Empire. Now, should he pull one last check on the cargo, or head for the lock instead? Lando decided in favor of the lock. The cargo would be as he'd left it, and customs inspectors didn't like to wait, especially for the likes of tramp freighter captains. The smuggler walked down the narrow corridor, past the tiny cabins, through the circular lounge, and stopped by the main lock. He was just in time. There was a loud bong, followed by a hoarse voice.
"Inspector Kritzer here. Open up."
Lando palmed a dirt-blackened control panel and felt something heavy hit the bottom of his stomach. There were all kinds of customs inspectors. Good ones, bad ones, honest ones, and corrupt ones. Now for the 51,000-credit question. Was Kritzer honest or corrupt? Of the two, corrupt was better. Honest inspectors are notoriously unreliable, while corrupt inspectors do what they're supposed to. An indicator light went from red to green, indicating that the outer hatch was closed. Lando touched a button, and as the inner hatch started to open, video appeared in the small screen located just under the lock controls. The smuggler didn't like what he saw. The customs inspector had short salt-and-pepper hair, a small nose, and large, sensual lips. The lower one protruded slightly, giving him a pugnacious air. Lando saw that Kritzer was about 6 feet tall. The custom inspector's once muscular body was now turning to fat. His blue uniform was neat enough, but a huge gut hung out over his police-style gun belt and bounced slightly as its owner turned towards the inner hatch. Honest or corrupt? There was no way to tell. The smuggler slid into the surly but slightly oily persona that went with his appearance and waited for the hatch to cycle open. Kritzer stepped out, gave Lando an insulting once-over, and looked around.
"This ship is absolutely filthy. Don't you ever clean the damned thing?"
Lando shrugged and smiled weakly.
"Yes, sir, but I'm running kind of short-handed, and it's hard to find the time."
Kritzer activated his portacomp and looked officious.
"So, you're master of this wretched scow?"
Lando nodded eagerly.
"Yes, sir. Patrick Deaver's the name, sir."
Kritzer looked bored.
"Okay, Deaver, let's take a look at your registry and cargo manifest."
Lando unzipped a breast pocket, reached inside, and withdrew a small, carefully doctored data cube. Though entirely bogus, the cube was a nice piece of forgery and had cost Lando more than 2,000 credits. Money well spent if it worked, a ticket to the rock pile if it didn't. One side of the cube had been smeared with filling from the fruit bar in Lando's pocket. The smuggler wiped at it with his sleeve, grinned apologetically, and handed the cube to Kritzer. The customs inspector accepted the cube with obvious distaste, dropped it into the receptacle on his portacomp, and touched a key. Data flooded his screen. He read aloud.
"Ship, the Tinker's Dam, registered on New Britain to one Patrick Deaver."
"That's me,"
Lando said proudly, and threw in a silly grin for good measure. Kritzer looked up from the screen and scowled.
"Shut up, Deaver. If I want to hear from you, I'll ask. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Most recent port of call, the Dallas Industrial Agroplex on Terra, where you loaded 5,000 pounds of animal protein."
Kritzer raised an eyebrow.
"Animal protein? What the hell for? We've got plenty of meat."
Lando did his best to smile ingratiatingly.
"Not just